Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Every Tuesday morning in my inbox, I get the latest edition of the Soapbox Cincinnati Online magazine. And it was in a recent issue that I saw an article about bicycling in Cincinnati. Well, many different aspects of bicycling in Cincinnati, but the associate editor, Evan Wallace, had written about some tips for drivers and for bicyclists when it comes to sharing the roads and the streets of Cincinnati. And Evan's here in the studio with me this morning to talk about that article and some of those tips. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Well, you're a bicyclist, as you make clear at the beginning of your article here. What prompted you to actually put out these tips and remind folks of courtesy?
I ride everywhere. I don't have a car. And it just kind of, almost every day I'm riding around, I have interactions with cars, and it just seems people don't really know what to do when they're trying to pass you. They'll try to squeeze by you or just have no regard that you're there at all, just completely disregard your existence and act like you're not there, and you get dangerous situations all the time. So I just thought with Soapbox, I thought it'd be a good way to get some tips out there for people. Just even knowing that there's bicyclists out there can help keep everybody safe.
And there are a lot of bicycling going on in Cincinnati, and it seems more and more these days with the price of gas, etc. And Cincinnati's not really known as a bicycling town, but that reputation is improving.
Yeah, it was the most recent grade that I got from local cyclists. There's about 450 of them in this survey, and I got a C, which I would probably agree with. You know, it's not the most bike-friendly city with all the hills, but besides that, there's...
Yes.
Besides the terrain, there's not a ton of bike lanes. There's like 8 miles of bike lanes in the entire city. And for a city this size, that's not that many at all. But there's a lot coming in. The Riverside Drive bike lane, I know that was a widely contested one, but that's not a fun street to ride down with traffic. So that'll help riding down that road. And there's about 10 other bike lanes coming in too. So
tips for, well, let's begin with drivers, because I know drivers sometimes know what to do, sometimes don't know what to do. You talk about people squeezing by in lanes. So what's the first and foremost tip that you can offer to drivers?
Just make sure you have room to pass. Almost every time that someone drives right by me and is really close, the next lane over is open. So just make room for it. Like, if there usually is room, so.
Yeah, change lanes to pass, basically. Because bikes are really considered vehicles here in the state of Ohio.
They are, and yet, you know, you wouldn't try to do that with a car. If it's squeezed over to the right, you wouldn't try to get between two cars if that was the case. So try to think of a bicycle as a car.
Well, I know the mirrors on my truck stick out a little bit, and I always worry when passing bicycles.
Going to clip one?
Yeah. How close is that? So I try to leave a lot. And the other thing you suggest to drivers is to let cyclists know that you see them.
Yeah, bicyclists are – I'm always looking around, just paying attention. We're very aware of – you have to pay attention for potholes, debris in the road, and cars, like parked cars, because someone might be getting out of a car on your left because they're driving and might be trying to turn right in front of you. So there's a lot we have to pay attention to. If you just make eye contact with us, just let us know that you see us, we feel a lot better rather than just feeling like we constantly have to make sure you're not going to run us over.
Yeah, can be a little tight. And along with the passing, when you say change lanes to pass, try to give the bicyclist a lot of room, it's don't try to pass when you can't.
Yeah. The funniest thing that happens is when people fly by me, and then half a mile, quarter mile down the road, I'm sitting at the red light with them right next to me, and after they've just, you know, tried to get by me as quick as I can. And you don't save a ton of time trying to fly by a cyclist, especially on a road with lights. Someone that rides a lot, they can usually keep up with traffic, so you're not going to save a ton of time.
Yeah, you're not seeing bicyclists on 75 or in the interstates.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about them going 70 or not.
Yeah.
So, and the last tip you'd pass along is be patient.
Yeah, that's...
And that kind of ties in right there.
Kind of ties into that. Just, it's not going to make a difference if you're passing a bicyclist within a mile, if you're going to be late to work or not. Like, I don't know, it's not going to make you much later if you can just sit behind them until you have a safe distance to pass.
Well, let's flip it around.
Sure.
Because you also talk about the cyclist, and I know I've been frustrated sometimes. Okay, the bike is a vehicle in the state of Ohio, but it kind of it gets under my skin sometimes when I see cyclists not following traffic patterns and rules.
Yeah, it happens a lot. I see it. I'm not saying I've never done it. You know, I've gone through red lights before when there's no one around, and you know, if I'm in traffic, I try to follow all the rules. But I think the biggest thing cyclists can do to make it a better cycling community is to know what their laws are and pay attention to them and be confident in what you're doing. Don't try to make room for someone to pass. Take up a lane and stay in that lane. And people will start to expect that people, like, that bicyclists are going to be in that lane, and they just have to come to deal with that and see it as part of living in a, you know, urban environment.
Well, you mentioned Riverside Drive, and I know just the other day I was driving down there, newly repaved, and what I noticed is it's no longer two lanes on mm-hmm. either side. It's yeah. just one lane for cars on either side, and Sharrows. And this is something new that's coming to Cincinnati. Explain what Sharrows are.
There's just markings on the pavement that show drivers that it's a particularly well-traveled bike route. So just to pay attention to that, there will probably be bikers in that lane on that road.
Now, what other improvements are coming along? I mean, can't get rid of the hills. You know, you talk about the terrain in Cincinnati.
if we can make it flat, that'd be the best option.
Yeah, but what else is, what other improvements are coming that are helping bicyclists here in the Cincinnati area?
I think just ways to get more bicyclists out there with the bike center down at the Riverfront Park. You can rent bikes there, and also you can lock your bike up there. It's like indoor bike parking, and there's showers for people that work downtown that don't have that option in their office building. So it makes just commuting to work on a bicycle easier. And then the bike share program that the city's trying to implement right now will bring about over 300 bikes that can be rented from any station around, and they'll be, you know, Fountain Square, Findlay Market, up near Uptown UC. And you can rent it at one station and return it to another. So just an easier way to get people out on bikes. I think, in turn, having more people out on bikes just makes it a safer city for bicyclists.
Now, I know, and you mentioned in your article, they hear from drivers, get on the sidewalk. Well, bicyclists aren't supposed to ride on the sidewalk, right?
No, you can actually get a ticket. I've never gotten one. I don't really know of anyone that's gotten a ticket from riding on the sidewalk. But we definitely urge not to ride on the sidewalk. And there's tons of statistics about crashes with civilians when people, like, the amount of crashes between bicyclists and pedestrians when people ride on the sidewalk. So it's dangerous in that aspect too.
Painful for all involved.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the bike center down at Smale Park. This is something that's growing, and I thought I noticed a sign for bike rentals also down near the Purple People Bridge. Now, a lot of those bikes are riding through the parks down there. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you balance that with not riding on the sidewalks and riding through the parks?
Yeah, it's there's some places that it's kind of, is this a sidewalk or is it a park? Because down in Sawyer Point, like the Friendship Park, or International Friendship Park, I do a bicycle ride every week, and we start at Fountain Square, and we've taken a group of 20 to 30 people through that park. So it's kind of, I mean, that parks are a kind of a gray area. It's, are you allowed to ride a bike through there or not? And actually,
just watch out for the other people.
Yeah,
that's basically the biggest rule.
Yeah, and it's the same for cars and bicyclists on the road that we should do for people walking. Just pay attention and give the slower person the right of way.
So do you think Cincinnati will ever be, despite its terrain, a super bike-friendly city where that grade from C might be bumped up a little bit?
I hope so. I mean, they're definitely doing a lot to increase the ease of getting around and safety for bikers, but the infrastructure was not really thought about when the city was being built, so it's just not there. But it's hard to build that into a city, but they're working on it. So I mean, it would be great to see bike lanes everywhere and people biking to work everywhere, but I think it's a while down the road, but I think it's coming.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing the tips.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The associate editor of Soapbox Cincinnati, the online magazine, available each week in your inbox. You can find out about Soapbox Magazine, Soapbox Cincinnati, and how to subscribe at our website, wvxu.org, and also a link to these biking tips from Evan Wallace, the associate editor. This is Cincinnati Edition.